The number one Costa Rica real estate and investment podcast, bringing you experts from all over Costa Rica.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to episode 192 of Costa Rica Real Estate and Investments with me, your host, Richard Beckson. Lots going on here in Costa Rica, as you guys are probably aware. We're kind of coming off the high season, which was the best high season ever in this country. So we've had more tourists here in Q1 than at any other time of the year. And that continues to look like it's going to happen for the rest of the year as well. 2024 looks like it'll be the biggest year ever for tourism here in Costa Rica. Lots going on here in our office as well. As you guys know, quite a few of you got involved investing in our Manuel Antonio project. So we're building villas down in Manuel Antonio. We're also about to kick off a new project up in Aranao as well to build three luxury villas up there in Aranao with guest houses. If any of you want to get involved, you can reach out to us. Again, info@investingcostarica.com. info@investingcostarica.com. Quite a few of you have already shown interest and will be sharing kind of the pitch deck and the investment details once that's ready. But today we're going to be talking with Lester from Moon Properties in Aranao, who has some of the best listings up there in Aranao, and is the most professional individual that I've met up there. So I thought I'd get him on the podcast to discuss what's going on in Aranao, as we have a project going on up there, but I just see tons of opportunities. We've recently been with a client that made an offer on a property there, and just the returns are pretty healthy, just because the value of properties is, you know, probably around about, 20% of the price of that at the beach. But anyway, we're going to be talking to him about real estate and where he sees opportunity in Aranao as well. For anyone that wants to do anything here in Costa Rica or thinking of making an investment here, feel free to reach out to us. There's actually a link in the description down below where you can book a time with one of the team, or you can email us again, info@investingcostarica.com. But let's get straight into the podcast. Good morning, Lester. How are you doing?
Doing great. What about you, Richard?
Good. It's good to see you again. I know we spent some time together last week, but I thought you'd get on the pod. I'd get you on the podcast just because we have starting to get quite a bit of demand here for Aranao, and I think it's an opportunity, you know, an opportunistic market, and I'm sure that we'll kind of discuss a little bit more about that.
Sure. Yeah. Let's go ahead and do it. Thank you. You know, for inviting me, having me here. You know, for and thanks. Hi to all the people out there. You know, pura vida.
Awesome. Pura vida. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, markets had a good comeback in late 2023. 2024 is, you know, it started good. It's a little bit slower. Real estate seems to have kind of flatlined or is declining in some areas of the world. I mean, so far in January, February, and March for 2024, how has that looked for you and how has it compared to previous years?
Yeah, I think, you know, this year started with a lot of blessings, you know, I'll say, like more and more sellers identify our project. Like, you know, we do things differently. So we're getting some great new exclusive listings that you may see soon. Okay. We envision 2024 as, you know, with a lot of growth in real estate.
Yep.
Some really good things. You know, I did get my certification from the Costa Rica Chamber of Real Estate. My license number, it's 3598, which is great. And of course, you know, last but not least, we closed a couple of very good deals already this year, which is great.
How has demand been? I mean, if you were to compare, like, is January, February, and March being just as busy as last year? Has it quietened down a little bit? I mean, for you in Aranao, I mean, I think it's different than other areas of the country, you know, because it's not on everyone's radar, but would you say that it's like picking up or it's been kind of the same or it's decreased a little bit on 2023?
Hey, I would say Aranao it's becoming more and more popular.
Yep.
I think it's a matter of, Aranao is the most visited town or area in Costa Rica, which I'm positive you know.
Yep.
So it gives a lot of possibilities, you know, to investors, right? But yeah, I would say, you know, 2023 for my project, you know, it was a great year. Yep. And as I mentioned before, you know, like this year it started like very good and I'm positive, you know, we'll do very good this year.
Well, look, I mean, I think the one thing about Aranao is that there are probably more local buyers than there are international buyers, no?
Hey, I wouldn't say so, you know.
Okay.
Even though we have a lot of locals, you know, people from San Jose, like people after the pandemic, and I think it happens everywhere after the pandemic, people, they, and locals, I'm talking about locals, they decided to go to the mountains, right? Not just the beach. So then, yes, you know, Arenal became very popular for local investors, but we also have, you know, a lot of foreign, right?
Yep, foreign investors.
Yeah, exactly. Investors that you know, identify Arenal as a good place to put their money.
Why do you think that is? And, you know, what do you think the advantages are of Arenal over other areas of the country?
Hey, I mentioned already price.
Yep.
You know, like if you... Okay, we specialize in our area. Like Moon Properties do only La Fortuna and surroundings.
Yep.
But of course, you know, like I have friends down in Uvita, Dominical, Tamarindo, Samara.
Yep.
And I have seen prices. And prices are crazy, you know, in these areas. Like you can get here, you know, a lot with a volcano view for $50.
Yeah, $50 a square meter.
Dollars per square meter, exactly.
Yeah, you're not
of
getting
course.
That at the beach.
For sure not.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, what else do you think people like about that area? You know, why do you think it's a good place to invest? I mean, you mentioned kind of the, you know, it's got great traffic when it comes to tourism, which is great for, you know, rentability. But I mean, what else do you think that the you know, the offer, the area offers?
Yeah, hey, I would say, even though we don't have, I think Costa Rica gets popular in real estate for our beaches. We have beautiful beaches, right?
Yep.
Caribbean, Pacific, South Pacific. And then the Central Valley, Atenas, San Ramon is becoming, you know, like very popular. But Arenal, you know, it's not only a beautiful place, you know, like we have the volcano, we have the rainforest, we have a lot of things to do, you know, adventure, nature, hikings everywhere. It's not only the mystical park or the, I don't know, the national park, you know, it's, we have the Juan Castro Blanco very close. We have the Bosque Eterno de los Niños. So if you want to, work on tourism, you know, that is great because it gives people a lot of things to do and see. And that might be the reason why, you know, it's the most, again, most visited town in Costa Rica. So I would say, you know, prices, and yeah, you know, it's a beautiful area. Arenal, it's a beautiful area. Hot springs, you know, we have the Arenal Lake also where you can do a lot of things. El Castillo, El Fósforo, you know, it's a beautiful area.
Yeah.
Up in Monterrey, Chachagua, Agua Azul. So yeah, that's what I would say. It's what it makes us special.
You know, I was chatting with someone the other day, Lester, about it. You know, the one thing that doesn't exist there is not a luxury market, if that makes sense. Like at the beach, you have all of these luxury projects. In Arenal, there really is not a market. You know, I mean, whoever's going to come to market with the first kind of million-dollar property, I mean, is really going to be kind of a bit of a pioneer. But, you know, the numbers point towards occupancy, average daily rates point to that it's a great investment. And like, there should be a development there for luxury homes. I'm just surprised it hasn't. Well, I mean, Arenal Hills, you could consider, but that's kind of a way out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in Los Angeles. It's 15. I think it's closed, you know, but yeah, I haven't had the opportunity to sit down with them, and I like what they have. I have to tell you that. But yeah, you know, I think the location maybe, you know, is not ideal.
Yep.
I would say, you know, El Castillo, up in Monterrey. I think, you know, a key thing, it's a volcano view.
Yep.
Like if you want to develop, you know, if you want to invest $500,000 or $1 million, like just go up to Monterrey, you know, just buy could be a couple of hectares, you know, and do some quintas, you know, 5,000 square meters, and then build a beautiful house, luxurious, three, four bedrooms, swimming pool, and then yeah, you know, just look for somebody that will take care of your property, a good people to manage, right? These properties. But yeah, I certainly agree with you. I think we talked about that last week a little. There are a couple of houses, you know, like beautiful houses, I would say luxurious, but maybe they don't have the expertise, you know, on tourism. And that is my industry, you know, like I know a lot about tourism and of course, you know, real estate. But yeah, I totally agree with you. Like there's no a development like up in the you know, Las Catalinas or Flamingo, of course, you know, Papagayo. Like we don't have that.
I think it's coming though, Lester. I really do think it's coming. I mean, look, if you look at just the US, I mean, you know, anywhere, I mean, there are usually luxury mountain projects, you know, and I mean, and, you know, and Arenal just has beyond the mountains, has the volcano and the hot springs and the rivers and the adventure and the waterfalls and toucans and monkeys and sloths. And like, it has everything that Costa Rica has to offer.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, like sloths are everywhere and you can say, you can tell people that, you know, like, you don't have to go to the sloth sanctuary to see it too, and three-toed sloth. And again, you know, it's the only thing we are missing, and I keep saying this, you know, is the beach. But we have the Arena Lake, which is the biggest freshwater lake within Costa Rica. You know, it's beautiful.
Yeah, no, definitely. I fished on it for years. It's great fishing. So they do kite surfing on it and sailing, and yeah, it's great. I mean, how easy is it to buy and build in Arenal? You know, because it's not as developed an area. I mean, how easy is it to buy land and build?
Hey, let's start with, you know, buy land. I think it is a matter of just look for the right person to work with you, right? Somebody who speaks English. Doesn't have to be me. You know, like we have like very good people here, you know, working with me, colleagues, very good. But yeah, people, you know, who is professional, who know what he or she's doing, and also somebody who knows that the market, right? Who knows who is local. I think it's a good advice. And then I think we do things easy for buyers because we work up front. Asking sellers, you know, for documentation, and you know what I'm gonna say, right? Like
water,
that is a very important thing, you know, within the area, and you know that we have some areas with some issues, you know, for water.
Yeah, so I mean, water. Look, everything up the waterfall has no water, dude.
Exactly, like so, water, electricity, is soil use, uso de suelo.
Yep, the zoning.
And then taxes, and that's it, you know. But people, they just want to sell, but they don't want to go and get this document.
I agree. I still think it's very undeveloped real estate in Arenal. And I think that, you know, there are no real big players up there at the moment. I mean, like, again, you've got Remax up there, but it's really not like, you know, it's not heavy, if that makes sense. Like there is nobody. And that's why I think, you know, what you're doing is pretty special, Lester, because I think that you're in a very unique spot in a very unique area of Costa Rica that is still has tons of opportunity. You know, while the beaches, some areas are reaching, you know, unseen levels per square meter and also in house prices, you know, as you said there, $50 a square meter an hour now, sometimes less, you know, I mean, I've seen stuff at $30 a square meter, you know, on good volcano view, but you have to do your due diligence because there are so many for sale signs up there where you call and they're like, no, it's got everything. And you're like, dude, you don't have a water letter from the ASADA. You know, you haven't paid your taxes in how long? And as we know, you know, water is definitely key in this country. So, I mean, how's building in Arenal?
Hey, that is the second question. And I'm positive, you know, what I'm going to say. Like, it can be a nightmare, you know, for investors. If they don't look for the right builder or contractor. Because I would say, you know, my personal recommendation would be just look for a company.
Yep.
Look for a serious company, you know, a constructor, because they will help you, you know, with all the paperwork, employees. Like you don't have to worry about the employees. If you don't speak Spanish, you know, you can be in big troubles, and of course, building everything. You know, they will take care of everything. But again, just make sure you know it's a serious and reliable company.
I agree. Look, somebody told me the other day, I was in Eco Quintas and they told me that they could build a house in 3 months. And I like literally laughed. Like, there's no way you can build a house in 3 months, man. Like, he's like, no, I'll do it. And he's a builder. He said he was a builder. And I'm like, dude, there's no way that you can build a house in 3 months.
Yeah.
You know, a decent house. You cannot build a decent 3-4 bedroom house in 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah. It's starting, you know, with the issue that you know, like paperwork, all the permits.
Yep.
That depending on the municipality, if there is a municipality, like we don't have a municipality in La Fortuna, just
Yep.
for you guys to know, right? Like we have to go to Ciudad Quesada or San Carlos.
Yep.
And then, but yeah, I have to say this, they do things good, you know, our municipality. Like the main issue in our area, believe it or not, it's water, right?
Yep.
And we
And you've
have a
got
lot of
tons
water.
of it. Like Arenal and La Fortuna has tons of water. Like
Yep, yep, yep.
the Asadas there are like, Rich, we have an excess of water. I just went through it on one of the properties. They're putting all the piping and everything in. And they were like, Rich, we have tons of water. What we don't have is the infrastructure. And unfortunately, the infrastructure is developed by private individuals, not by the Asada itself. It doesn't get enough money. So it's only when development comes along does water infrastructure improve.
Exactly. And it's, yeah, I would say, you know, I'm local,
Yep.
and I would say it's about manejo,
Yep.
you know, manage of water, like, you
Yep.
know, like all these you mentioned, you know, Eco Quintas,
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I agree with you on the build, you know, I mean, just making sure, you know, it can be an absolute nightmare. I mean, we're cleaning up some build projects all over the country at the moment where it's just going wrong, where, you know, in the end, they were just like, Rich, we should have just used you to begin with. But let's change gears here to Arenal. I mean, what types of properties do you think are missing in that area? Like, where is the opportunity, do you think?
Hey, I think we talked about that already. You know, it's my let's say my industry, it's
Yep.
tourism,
Yep.
real estate, and I certainly think, you know, like I manage two projects, Airbnb projects down here in the area, and we are doing great with one of them, like really, really good. And guess, you know what it is? It's a 3-bedroom house with an infinity pool,
Yep.
with an amazing volcano view.
Yep.
Not luxurious. And
Yep.
I'll send you the link so you can have a look of it. But yeah, you know, it's well managed. Like we take care of clients. Like we make them feel special.
Yep.
So, you know, that project will soon be the best 3-bedroom, not luxurious, you know, but 3-bedroom. Like we charge 400, sometimes 500, $600 dollars a night, you know. So
Yeah.
I certainly agree with you on, you know, like that we need luxurious 3-4-bedroom
Well,
houses.
it's coming, Lester. I'm about to build three of them for you. So,
Yeah, please. I'll be around in case you need help.
Thank you. Thank you. But I mean, you know, I mean, because again, I've got a client at the moment buying a 3-bedroom kind of small home, you know, and they paid like $120,000 for it, $130,000. And the numbers are great just even on that, because there just aren't that many good rentals in that area and everything is full. And the hotels are very, very expensive as well. You know, I mean, I paid $250 a night to stay in a hotel and it was terrible. Like, I can't believe I paid $250 for that. Like, it was, it, yeah. I mean, I had, it was more value for money at the beach and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. I mean, what are some of the, you know, what are the, what areas do you think people should be looking at in the La Fortuna area? You've mentioned Agua Azul, you've mentioned El Castillo, you've mentioned the lake. Like, I've always called the lake kind of a bit of the death zone, Lester. Stuff just sits there for months, you know, especially over by Nuevo Arenal, just doesn't move that much. But I mean, what are some of the areas that you still think have great value?
Okay. Yeah, let's keep water in mind. Right, because there are some very good listings up in Zeta 13, and you know that, or towards, you know, La Fortuna Waterfall, but great listings,
No water.
Not good prices, you know, like high prices,
Yep.
and no water,
Yep.
right? So keeping that in mind, I would say Agua Azul, you know, and you know
Yeah.
that, right? Like it became like very popular. Like if you want to buy now because you want to start building in 3 months, then yeah, let's do Agua Azul, Chachagua. You know, there's an area, it's called San Rafael, in Chachagua, where I have 5 listings. You know, I have 3 lots. It's three 1,000 square meters a lot, and 2 bigger properties, 3,000, 5,000, with a couple of houses. It's a beautiful area. You know, it's hidden. It's very private. There's a river. There are a couple of lagoons, you know. It's a lot of birds, macaws, toucans, monkeys. So yeah, I think I would say Agua Azul, Zeta 13, you know, it's amazing volcano views. But again, you have to make sure where to buy. Ask for the not only the water letter, not only that, just ask them like, hey, just ask for the for the meter.
Yep.
You know, and of course, you know, La Fortuna downtown, La Fortuna downtown, depending on what you want to do, right? Like what you want to put your money in.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Look, I think Agua Azul is beautiful. You know, Zeta 13 prices are starting to go up a little bit there, of course, just especially stuff that has water availability letters or has water, just because, again, you know, I mean, I had to pay a fortune to get water to my lot or to the lots. So I completely understand. Yeah, and I think Chachagua, I mean, Chachagua Lodge, a hotel in that area, is absolutely killing it. It's doing very, very well. It's kind of more of an authentic thing in Costa Rica, you know, rivers all around it. It's just really, really nice. I mean, those guys have done very well. So I think, you know, a lot of the tourism is being dragged that way, which, you know, for a longer term play, I could definitely see that being a good play. I mean, I think for short term, as you mentioned, if you just want to build Zeta 13, Agua Azul, you know, those areas, I think is great. And I even think Monterrey did. Monterrey is a great location as well. So yeah. I mean, what's your favorite listing you have, Lester, and why?
You know, we were just talking about Agua Azul. And you get to see, you know, last week, you know, that property.
Yep.
And it is, you know, it's only I was going to say only 280K. It's a lot of money, right? Yep. But I think it worth the money, you know. It's these 2,313 square meters land with volcano view, river.
Yep.
Beautiful river, you know, and then these brand new A-frame cabana, you know, with a really nice view. There's a long story behind, you know, the property. I think we talked about it. It was going to be a hotel, like this cabana was going to be the reception, but yeah, you know, it can easily end up being a guest house, you know, and then you build the main house if you want it, you know, for living. And then if you want to build, you know, a boutique hotel, then you can just continue with what these guys started. But I would say, yeah, you know, that 2,313 square meters a lot, you know, with the A-frame cabana with volcano view, the river, it's my favorite listings, and I'm positive, you know, we'll sell it soon.
I'm sure. I mean, again, it touches public roads. You could probably build up to what, 60-70% on it as well.
Yep.
You know, and it's just a great location. You can walk into town. There's the glamping restaurants close by it. It's very close to town. So yeah, I agree. And lots more room to expand there as well. So well, my last question for you, Lester, as I've kept you long enough, but I'd love to ask everyone, if you inherited $500,000, okay, you had to invest it into a business or real estate in Costa Rica, what would you invest it in and why?
Okay. But again, you know, tourism, it's what I do. And I would save 100K, you know, in case something happened. Yep. But I will invest 400K in a house, you know, like I would buy somewhere. And that's what I want to do. And that's my plan, you know, because that's what I do for a living. And I love it. So it's, you know, just go and buy a lot, you know, volcano view, 80,000, 90,000, 100,000. Built a 200 square meters a house, you know, three bedrooms, right? To have good spaces, you know, like a big living room, nice kitchen, and then of course like a nice pool. Do some really nice landscaping, and of course all the appliances. You know, I think I was making some numbers. You know, I think I can do it with 400 K, and I think the return. And I'm positive, you know, I can do this. The return of investment for this 410K property will be 5 years. You know, you can make a net income for the first year of $55,000, and end up, you know, for the fifth year on a 100K net income.
Yeah.
You know, on it, of course, you know, it's difficult, right? Like you have to work hard,
Yep.
right? In from the beginning, you know, it's not only when you have the house, you know, it's from the beginning. Like again, look for the right property, don't pay too much.
Yep.
Look for a good constructor,
Yep.
right? And then yeah, once you have everything, you know, the pool, once you have everything is all set up, then yeah. Then customer service.
I agree.
Please do your best, you know, 110% for your clients, and then you'll do good. And yeah, you know, in 5 years, that house, you know, it'll be yours.
It'll be yours, and it will also have appreciated in value as well. So,
Exactly. It will acquire capital gain, you know,
yep,
sure.
definitely.
So yeah, that's
Well,
what I.
Lester, that's a great answer, dude. I mean, it's I mean, you stick to what you know, and you know that very well. And you know, Arenal has very, very strong numbers. I mean, there are properties in Arenal, you know, doing $200,000-$300,000 in revenue per year. I don't know what that looks like to the bottom line, but there are properties doing very, very well. But
Yeah.
yeah. Well, Lester, thank you very, very much for taking the time to join us on the podcast. For anyone that wants to reach out to Lester, all of his contact details are in the description. But thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much for inviting me and thanks for everybody. Okay.
Thanks very
See ya.
much. Guys, great to actually, I think that was our first realtor from the Arenal area. There's not that many of them up there. If you've ever been up there, you'll see a bunch of for sale signs, either on satellite dishes or bits of wood. So it's nice that it's kind of getting a little bit organized up there. I don't think any of the big guys up there. I think Remax is kind of a little bit up there, but it's not that intensive kind of up there. So tons of opportunity up there, guys. We're doing a project up there. I see tons of again of opportunity going into the future. It kind of reminds me of the you know, the kind of the Rockies of like investing into mountain homes up in Utah or somewhere, or you know, up in Wyoming, etc. It's kind of, you know, very undiscovered here. And as Lester said there, just the land is very, very expensive. I mean, you can get land at $20, $30 a square meter, all the way up, depending on what it is and where it is. But really key on water and knowing that area. But yeah, hope you enjoyed that podcast. If you did, guys, please share it. It's nice to always hear from people and help people and point people in the right direction. We've got so many people coming to us at the moment, just like, hey, Rich, we should have just worked with you guys to begin with. I think everybody feels like that when they kind of make a faux pas here in this country. And it's just so easy to do it. I mean, you know, I think anyone that's worked with us will completely understand the value that we bring. Or if you just want a conversation, guys, just for some assistance, let us know. I mean, in the link of here anyway is a link that you can organize a time to chat with one of the team members. You know, and then if you want to chat with me, you can do as well. You can contact us info@investingcostarica.com. That's info@investingcostarica.com. If you've enjoyed this, guys, please give us a review, 5 stars, and just really appreciate everyone's support. Have a great day. Bye.
The number one Costa Rica real estate and investment podcast, bringing you experts from all over Costa Rica.